Okay, good morning. We are in Shin Mem Hey, and this siman is very introductory and very yesodistic. Okay, good reference. So let's go on. Tedvav. Bait she'ein tocho asara v'kriyo mashlimo la'asara. You have a house. The walls from the outside, including the ceiling and the roof, from the outside, the height is 10 tefachim. V'yesh bo arba al arba. And on the inside, you have 4 by 4 tefachim. So, tocho karmelit v'algabo rishus hayachid. So the din is, since on the inside, you don't have airspace of 10 tefachim high, that's the case, then obviously, if there would be 10 asara tefachim on the inside, then of course, it's a rishus hayachid. But this, the case is you don't. But on the outside, you have four walls that are 10 tefachim high. So therefore, when you stand on top of this house, on top of the roof, so then the top is rishus hayachid. Because you can see where the end of the roof is. So we call that mechitzot hanikarot. You can recognize the walls. So we say it goes up lashamayim. It keeps going up the walls. V'im chokek bo arba'a arba'a. So in this case, where on the inside you don't have 4x4 with a height of 10 tefachim airspace, so afilu ba'emsa rachok min hakatil. Wait a second. V'im chokek bo. So then what you do is you carve out, you dig out 4x4 deeper. In the middle of the house, anywhere in the middle of the room, it could be far away from the walls. It feels bemsa rachok min hakatalim, way more than lavud. So in some anywhere in the house, in the middle of the room, you just dig out into the floor, and the bottom of where you dig out, you have a height of 10. So now you have, and if that area is at least 4x4 tefachim, right? So now in this area, from the outside, you have walls of 10. And on the inside, you have the height of 10. So the nase kulo rishus hayachid. The entire house now has a din of rishus hayachid. And the Rosh explains not only that 4x4, but really the sides midin chorei rishus hayachid. Chorei rishus hayachid, and therefore that's why I leave it on the sides. Okay. Tedzayin, gag habolet ala mechitzot habayit v'inyan she'en habayit nikarot la'omer ala gag. Now, what happens if the wall, the floor of the roof extends? So in other words, your roof extends beyond. That's how most of us make our houses, so that this way the water doesn't get inside. You make the roof extend beyond the walls of the house. So what happens when you're standing on top of the roof? Right, they were talking about a flat roof. When you're walking on top of the roof, now you can no longer see the walls of the house because it's covered up by the edge of your roof that goes beyond the house. So what's the din? Havei karmelit. Avafilu hu gavoa v'rachav harbe. So now, since you can't see the edge of the walls, the entire roof now has a din of a karmelit because of this extension, the roof extending onward. V'afili gavoa v'rachav harbe. It doesn't matter how high it is, how long it is. That's just to point out, there is a discussion of Machloket, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, like the Magen Avraham, that is the only time this has a din of a karmelit is when the extension is at least 4 tefachim long. If the extension protrudes 4 tefachim, then because the din of a karmelit is 4x4, so therefore it becomes, the whole roof becomes a karmelit. If it'd be less, if the extension would just extend, you know, a few inches, so then it's a machloket, and he says, you could be mekel, especially since we're assuming we're going to get to the din that the karmelis can't be more than 10 tefachim high, and there is an opinion. So normally the pshat is, and the halacha is, that when you're standing on a roof, if a roof would have a din of a karmelis, okay, then we say the bottom of the ground for our for this purpose is the roof. And now, so there's a halacha that you don't have a carmelite above 10, just like we have shusharabim, we don't have above 10 tefachim. But it starts from the roof. And when you go to 10 tefachim above the roof, now that becomes a makom patur, and it's no longer a carmelite. So some say that even applies in this case, that you don't go by the top of the roof, you go by the floor, so that's part of what he brings in. But bottom line, on top of a roof, as long as it doesn't protrude four tefachim, then we say that the walls are nikar and it is a rishas hayachid. Ve'im chalon patuach lo min habayit, havei k'rishas hayachid. Now let's say you have a door that leads to the roof, which we usually do have in our homes, that if you want to get to the roof, again, it depends. If you do have access through a door, that's at least 4x4, but this is getting access to the roof. If it's at least 4x4 tefachim big, then we call the entire the roof, even if the gog extends, we say the whole thing is a rishas hayachid, because the house is a rishas hayachid, and since you can access through the house, so again, it depends how your house is built. If you can access through the inside of your house, then we call that chorei reshus hayachid, and therefore also this is not a problem. V'chein zizin abolti min hakotel. So too, if you have a platform that extends outside the wall of your house, if you have a wall, maybe a windowsill that's a 4x4. You have an extension that goes outside, that extends outside your house. So v'chen zizin abolti min hakotel, right? A flat board of v'yesh behen arbal arba'a, and it's 4x4. Have a carmelite. So the din of this is a carmelite because there are no clear walls, right? It's just a board of wood that extends on the wall of your house. Elin kein chalon abayit patuach lehem. But if you have a window so that you have access from the inside of your house through the window to, let's say, a windowsill, or some people have, like, you know, a little bit of an area to put plants and pots and whatever, or I've seen people put toys out there, especially when you have the bars. So therefore, you're allowed to carry from, even if it hangs over the Rosh Hasharabim, you're allowed to carry from inside your house to outside the house through your window. Again, the discussion, I don't think you need 4x4 on this one, but tzarechin. Okay, we know chorei rishus hayachid could be even a kol shehu. We mentioned the machlokas the other day in this particular situation, but lemaisa we hold chorei rishus hayachid could even be a kol shehu, and therefore, okay, let's go on. But anyways, normally windows, you can open them up, take out the, you know, slides, and you usually have also an opening of 4x4. Yud Zayin. Chorei Carmelit Einam Kekarmelit. So the din of Chorei Rishus Hayachid, it doesn't apply to, it's not the same by Carmelit. Aleihem Nidonim Lifigovam Verochvam. You just have to look at that space, whatever the particular case comes up, and you just decide, is it 4x4, not 4x4? It's 3 high, 10 high, etc. So it sounds like probably you have to choose between those two, exactly. It's either a carmelite or a rishus, or a makom patur. Fine. Yurchet. Geder carmelite. Now, so what's a carmelite? Shaloi, or some parameters by a carmelite. Shaloi yehei pachot mi arba'a arba'a. It can never be less than 4x4. Tvachim. Ve'eino tofeset ad asara. And it can never go above 10 tefachim. So that's what I mentioned. It can never go above, never continues beyond 10 tefachim from the floor. The one exception is, according to most poskim, is above the roof. Then the floor basically starts again. Kind of like we're going to see in a moment when you're on top of an ocean. We consider an ocean a carmelite. And then you get another 10 tefachim. We're going to see that now. You get 10 tefachim, starts from the top of the water. Okay, even though we know water is not mevatel or rishus hayachid, etc. A little similar. Here, let's read. Ulamala mi'asara havei makom patur. Once you go beyond 10 tefachim, it turns into a makom patur. Right? When it's above 10 tefachim, it always must only be a makom patur or a shesayachid, depending if it's 4x4 with walls. Okay. This is what we just said. Oceans, rivers, we count from the water. That's where we start counting lamala to count the 10. Hilkach. Therefore, hanotel mehem alpnei mayim ad asara ba'avir have a carmelite. If you're carrying above water and moving things above water, a body of water, so then that's a problem up until 10 tefachim. Beyond that, it's a makom petur. Lamala mi asara ba'avir have a makom petur. Haga. Now, just a reminder, it's obvious, for a carmelite, we're not allowed to carry dalet amos, just like a Rosh Hasharabim, and you can't carry from a carmelite to a Rosh Hasayachid, or a carmelite to a Rosh Hasharabim, and same, the converse. Haga, bor ha'omed v'carmelite. Afilu amok mea ama have carmelite. So this is a little slight twist. We said above 10 cannot be a carmelite. But if within a carmelite you have a big hole, a big pit, even going down 100 amot, then it still has a din of a carmelite. Where it turns into a makom patur is only if you're going height-wise into airspace, but not if you're going below ground. If it's below ground, it gets swallowed up by a carmelite. Elim kenu rachav arba al arba, but if obviously if the hole is 4x4, then it'd be a Rosh Hasayachid, ein makom patur, the carmelite, and that this is also because he points out you never have a general rule is, right? You never, we're going to see this again in a second, we'll explain. In a carmelite, you never have a makom patur inside. It could be obviously above the airspace, it'll turn into a makom patur above 10. But with below 10, right, it's not that, because it's not in the carmelis. Inside a carmelis, you'll never have a makom patur. It stays, it remains a carmelis. Doesn't it, makom patur? A Rosh Hasayachid has nothing to do with ownership, nothing to do with living, nothing to do with hukah fodira. Rosh Hasayachid has nothing to do with that. It's very simple. Walls, no walls, 4x4, 10 high, not 10 high. We'll actually come up to a case in a moment by a karpef. There's a special din derabanan that it gets a din of a carmelis. Midaraisa, it is a Rosh Hasayachid. Midarabanan, it turns into a carmelis. We'll get to that in a moment. Yotet, mikom petur hu makom she'en bo arba'a l'arba'a. A makom petur, by definition, it has no 4x4. Well, again, the airspace way above is another story. But generally speaking, it doesn't have 4x4. V'gavoa mishlosha, and it needs to be 3 above the ground, ulamala ad larakia, and then it goes up to the shemayim. It needs to be above 3, because below 3, it's considered part of the adjacent ground. It just, right, you don't, the Rosh Hasharabim, it continues, unless you get a step of 3 tefachim high, then it knocks it out of normal walking, and then it loses its status, and then it turns into a makom patur. Or you have a charitz, a ditch, a hole in the ground. She'ein bo arba al arba'a, and it's not 4x4. The amok yeter mishlosha, and it's deeper than 3. If it's less than 3, it's part of the Rosh Hasharabim. If we're talking in open field and people walk, or carmelis, whatever. And so, in order for it to, so if it's not 4x4, and then it would be a makom patur, unless it's in a carmelis, we just said. Again, it's a machloket. We're going to read that right now. V'chen, the Ramah just said, you're not going to have a makom patur in a carmelis. So that's a machloket we're going to say right now. V'chen ha-mechitzot ha-gavot mishlosha olamala ve'ein b'neim arba'a arba'a. So too, if you have walls outside, so you have proper walls, it's 3 tefachim high. And it's 3 tefachim high, but and it has to be at least 3 tefachim high, otherwise it just doesn't mean it's not a wall. Halachically, and ein b'neim arba, and it doesn't have 4x4. Okay. Haga. Right, if it'd be 4x4, it would be a carmelis. V'kol ze davka be'omeg b'rishus harabim. Now, everything that we said, that when you have by a makom patur, all these little parameters. And once you hit three high and it's not 4x4, etc., everything we just said is when we're talking about Inarisha Sarabim. Ava b'karmelis, this is the first opinion that the Ramah holds l'halacha. And l'maisa, we hold of it l'chadchila, but we're going to be, you could be mekel b'shat adchak. What is b'shat adchak? Okay. But l'chadchila, we want to be machmer. That's the first opinion we're reading right now. In a karmelis, what do we say? Amrinan matza minet mino v'ne'or v'dino ke karmelis. Whenever you have a makom patur within a karmelis, it gets swallowed up and it's all has it's a chumrah. We call it a din of a karmelis, and it has the chumrahs of being a karmelis. Why? Because midaraisa, a makom patur and a karmelis is the same. It's always a makom patur. Karmelis is the makom that's created midarabanan lechumrah, and so since really they are the same thing, it has a din of a karmelite. That's the first opinion. V'yesh cholkim and say no. V'omrim ein chiluk bein rishas rabim lekarmelis. There is no difference. This is a makom patur, and that's a karmelis. And Chazal were machmer to make a karmelis, but not to now start making a makom patur into a karmelis. Aval im omed rishas hayachid lekuliyam adina kreshid rishas hayachid. And anytime. Yeah, any time you have a Rishas Hayachid, with any space, any domain that you have four walls and it's 4x4, no matter what you put inside, it stays a Rishas Hayachid. You don't have a Makom Patur inside a Rishas Hayachid. Right? That's a Din D'Oraisa, and it continues as a Din D'Rabbanan, and that's different. Okay. Shin Mem Vav. Dine Eruvin Min HaTorah. According to the Torah, the only time you're chayav for hotzah is if just to explain, you have an akira and a hanacha. You lift up from the ground and you put down. You have to have both. And it could be done by just picking it up and putting it down. It could be done by picking it up, throwing it, and having it land. Handing it to somebody, when you put it down in their hand, that's your hanacha. That's called putting it down. So anyways, anytime you go from a Rishas Hayachid to Rishas Harabim, or Rishas Harabim to a Rishas Hayachid, that's you're over the Raisa. Chachamim Asru mikarmelit l'Rishas Hayachid or Rishas Harabim. Chachamim Asru, also a karmelis to Rishas Hayachid or to Rishas Harabim, or mehem a karmelis, or the opposite, from them to a karmelis. Aval makom petur. What about a makom petur? Mutar l'chadchila. Lahotzi ulahachnis mimenu lirshus hayachid. Shabbos in the afternoon, during the day, at night, doesn't matter. 100% mutar lachatchila to take objects from a rishus hayachid to a makom petur and vice versa, or a makom petur to a lirshus harabim umehem latocha. Same thing. Aval, this is not okay. Haomed birshus hayachid. You're standing in rishus hayachid. Umotzi umachnis umoshi, and you take out and bring in, or you. Vice versa, v'zorek l'rishus harabim derech makom patur o ipcha chayav. Let's say, so we learned to go from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, vice versa, it's an isur daraisa. Even if you have a makom patur in the middle of you, right? But you're taking it, but it's the akira and the hanacha is not stopping in the makom patur. It's all in rishus hayachid and then in rishus harabim, either direction. So that's why you're chayav. Obviously, if you put it down in the makom patur, and then let go, and then pick it up and put it into the other one, that would be only an iser darabanan. V'chen lo ya'amor adal mamal makom patur v'yikach chifetz miyado mishi omed b'rishus harabim zinu l'mishi omed b'rishus hayachid or ipcha. One obviously can also not be standing in a makom patur, and then you pick it up from a rishus hayachid and put it into rishus harabim, or vice versa. Okay. Ulahachlif derech makom petor, and to move through a makom petor, b'shius derabanan, to take it from one karmelis, you're standing in a makom petor, and then take it to another karmelis, Rishus Darabanan. Yesh Osrim V'yesh Matirim. Some say it's Aser, some say it's Mutter. Some say it's Aser in order to not make any differentiation between a Rishios that's Daraisa, Darabanan. We say it's Aser. Good question. Rishus Yachid, Darabanan, I'm not familiar right now. So, Carmelis to Carmelis for sure. Would be Mutter. Alright. So Yesh Osrim v'Yesh Matirin, and the halacha is we do follow the Yesh Matirin that you're allowed to lechatchila take it from one Carmelis to another Carmelis, even through a makom patur. There might be another application. We have to think about it. It gives you a bigger kula, because to take it from a makom derabanan to a makom derabanan through a makom patur would be a gzera legzera. Or similar to that idea. Bet min haTorah ein chayav ela b'mavir arba amas b'rishus harabim. Min haTorah, the only time you're chayav for carrying in a rishus harabim is if you carry it dalet amos. We're going to see in a moment if dalet amos is what we call dalet amos or is it 5.6 amos. We'll see in a moment. But anyways, the only time you're chayav is if you move it, carry it within either you take it from one Rishus to another, that we explained, or if you stay inside a Rishus Rabim and you carry Dalet Amos. It's mutter lechatchila to carry it two Amos this way, two Amos that way, two Amos this way, two Amos all day long. You can be carrying in Rishus Rabim two Amos, there's no Eser Darabanan. Chachamim Asru Avir Arba Amos Bekarmelit, and Chachamim Asru also in a Karmelit to carry an object, to move it Dalet Amos. V'yam ubika tregavne karmelis dinu umutra tato mizol lezol toch arba amos. So here, you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to another. So that's another principle. Now you have even without a makom patur in the middle. Yeah. So we got to think of a better practical. Oh, very good, very good. So an Aleph, that's right. From a Rishus Sarabim into a Carmelis, if you do it through a Makom Patur. But you can't take it from Rishus Sarabim to a Carmelis, but you could get it there if you have a Makom Patur in between. Either you get some kind of a pole to... or whatever, you figure it out. Create a makom patur before Shabbos, and then you got yourself a way to carry.
But the matirin.
That's in the matirin.
Allow it the raisa to makom patur to a karmelis. That's the matirin.
Correct. The matirin lets you do that, and that's the halacha. Okay. Again, I'm sure someone will say it's good to be machmer, but. Anyway, just it's interesting. Sometimes Achronim say it's good to be machmer. Sometimes they're quiet. But anyways, go ahead.
What they're saying here about the two different trade gavni karmelis, but even so, it's not. There's no problem carrying from a karmelis to another karmelis.
There's zero problem here in Bet. We're learning it's zero problem to carry from any karmelis into any karmelis. Because some karmelis are really makom patur. And some karmelis are really, on a deraisa level, and some karmelis are really a rishus hayachid. You have different types of karmelis. And even though you have two different types of karmelis, it's clear, you're allowed to carry from any karmelis into any karmelis, there's no problem. Or on a deraisa level, there's no problem, and therefore, on a derabanan level, they're not machalik, because what happens is, if you start making all kinds of chilukim, people are going to misunderstand what is. They're going to start thinking, oh, then that's a Rishus Hayachid, not a Karmelis, etc. So, bottom line, any Karmelis and any Karmelis you're allowed to carry. But obviously, since you can't carry Dalet Amos in one Karmelis, you obviously can't carry Dalet Amos between two Karmelis, obviously. In other words, you can't move it more than Dalet Amos.